Take me through the process of planning a wedding.
Right. So ideally what we do is it takes about 9 months to a year to plan a beautiful wedding. But it's, you know, it's very subjective to each, you know, each wedding, each house, each family, because it actually depends, A, when we close the business, B, the heavy saya days that you just spoke about, and most importantly, the numbers that are being invited. So like in these days, we are closing weddings 15 to 20 days prior also.
Okay.
So I can't say 9 months pehle I'll decide. No, it's the need of the hour to close it in 15 days. So we are doing that. So there are like the seven feras, the seven vows. There are seven steps involved that we undertake.
Welcome to another episode of The Brand Called You, a vodcast and podcast show that brings you leadership lessons, knowledge, experience, and wisdom from hundreds of successful individuals from around the world. If you are new to our channel, please consider subscribing to it and hit the bell icon so that you never miss an update. I am your host, Ashutosh Garg, and today I'm delighted and privileged to welcome a very, very accomplished businesswoman from Gurgaon, Ritu Sharma. Ritu, welcome to the show.
Namaste. Thank you, Ashutosh. Really thank you for having me express myself on this platform today.
Thank you. Ritu is the co-founder of The Wedding Deck, and we're going to talk a lot about weddings today. And before that, she's worked in the travel business. So Ritu, let's talk about The Wedding Deck. First, tell me a little bit about the venture, and then we'll talk about Indian weddings.
Yes. So here we go. The Wedding Deck is an organization consisting of a vast infrastructure. We have a production house, a large workforce, and most importantly, we are a very close-knit family with a very common goal to provide our clients with a never-before-seen experience. Be it costing, be it planning, decor, reunions, we stand apart from the others because we all come with our own expertise in managing hotels, travel logistics, in executing large size conferences and exhibitions in India and overseas, and actually conceptualizing social events. So as we know that our wedding needs 80% of planning and 20% is execution. So there we go. Okay. So we are four pretty talented women leading this venture.
Okay.
So that's what in a gist what The Wedding Deck is all about.
Okay. So, you know, Ritu, the Indian wedding market is very, very large. And nobody seems to know how large it could be. But I don't know if as a business, if you've made an estimate of how large is this market.
The Indian wedding market is huge, actually huge. So I can't really, you know, give you a number or quantify to, a quantity to it. But I'll explain it to you in a simple example. Like when on a very heavy saya day, when we are coming back home, we say, now, oh, drive carefully. There are 10,000 weddings happening in Delhi NCR today. Leave office fast. So that is one day of that one month where 10,000 weddings are happening. So in a wedding, as we all know, there are direct expenses and indirect expenses. So direct expenses, to explain you a little, is the banquets, your ceremonies that happen, you know, you can actually see and feel.
Sure.
That's direct. And indirect is the jewelry that is bought, clothes, automobiles, home furnishing. So that's an indirect expense. When I say a 10,000 wedding in a day, and we take an approximate of 1 crore per wedding. So this is the number we are actually talking. That contributes to the Indian economy. In one single day, in one city. That's it. And we've got India with like multiple cities, multiple chota chota cities.
And multiple sayas.
Multiple sayas. Yes.
Well said. So, you know, the process of planning a wedding involves the entire family, starting from the elders, of course, and to the bride and the bridegroom, of course.
Yes.
Take me through the process of planning a wedding.
Right. So ideally what we do is it takes about 9 months to a year to plan a beautiful wedding. But it's, you know, it's very subjective to each, you know, each wedding, each house, each family, because it actually depends, A, when we close the business, B, the heavy saya days that you just spoke about, and most importantly, the numbers that are being invited. So like in these days, we are closing weddings 15 to 20 days prior also.
Okay.
So I can't say 9 months early, I'll decide. No, it's the need of the hour to close it in 15 days. So we are doing that. So there are like the seven feras, the seven vows. There are seven steps involved that we undertake.
Okay.
So the process begins with the announcement of the engagement. That's number one. Yeah, when the engagement is announced, we launch the wedding website and also the mobile apps. You know, so that's how we become a little different from the others. We involve technology also into weddings these days. So push notifications are the easiest and the fastest way of updations.
Okay.
Then it comes the block your dates. So announcement and then blocking. That's number one. Number two is the venue. Venue depends on the theme. The concept of the wedding, whether it is formal, casual, palatial, and nowadays even adventurous. So that was number two. And of course, the number of people also. Number three is the theme. So the theme is actually woven like a story into the whole ceremonies. It starts from the first ceremony until the last. And basically, these days, it's about the personality of the bride and the groom that flows. Sure. You know, it could be just a tinge of a color, a motif, or a lotus flower. It starts from the invites to the ceremonies with the backdrops, the selfie clicking backdrops, to the cushion covers. So you go into that little details.
Wow.
Number four is the decor. So some people like sober. I like glamour, glitz. And some people like exotic. You know, wherein you have the fairies dancing around, the violinists playing. That's number four. Number five is the entertainment. Here we involve the artists and we involve the music. So after understanding the client's requirement, we create an event capsule. So this could be a Bollywood music, a Sufi, a violinist, a DJ night. Or at times when we are doing the international wedding or your destination wedding. So the local culture is also infused with it. Then comes six is the gifts. Now gifts also means the giveaways, your pillow, room pillow gifts if it's an outstation or a destination wedding. And then the hampers. Who doesn't like gifts? And number seven is the food and the beverage. Deciding on the cuisine and the drink menus. Now, this also depends on the theme. Like in Goa, I can't serve Indian cuisine. I can't serve in Mughlai cuisine, right? So I'll be having a mix of the coastal, a mix of the Mediterranean. In Rajasthan, of course, it has to be the Rajasthani. And in metros, here we have the mix. The Conti, Chinese, any and every counter. So that is it. They are the seven feras and the seven vows and the seven to-do list. That's how we go about it.
This is such an amazing, how well packaged you've got. Seven paras, seven to-do list, seven steps. So, you know, when you are sitting with families of the people on deciding venues, deciding meals, and all the other seven items that you spoke about, what are the considerations that are taken into
Most important. The things that are taken into account is, of course, the family's likes and dislikes, their values, their culture, most importantly, their style. And to top the list is the budget. You know, I may just want a fancy wedding, but I would have a small budget. So the budget becomes the A priority, but we work it around.
Okay.
I have to create happiness into the lives of people entering into a new life.
Very nice.
So we work it around.
Very, very nice. So tell me now again, a lot of the young people are now moving towards destination weddings.
Right?
Now, what is the difference in the planning for a wedding, a big wedding in, say, New Delhi, or a destination wedding somewhere outside Delhi?
Okay. destination weddings are becoming very popular. We all know that. And as I mentioned before, it's an 80-20 ratio. So a destination wedding gives me a little edge over doing a wedding in Delhi NCR. Because by the time we reach the wedding venue, we are all done, tick marked. We reach and we walk the family through to the curated dream. So the planning is much, much in advance. Your banquets are ready, your rooms are ready, your in-room listing is ready, your welcome letters are ready. So, and then the family just hands us over everything. Then it's a wedding planner's job to do things. And they walk into their dream curated wedding with spending quality time with the relatives, the to-be new relatives, the to-be new family. And then it is only celebration.
Okay.
So celebrating each and every ceremony, every ritual. So that's how it is.
Okay.
It is an easy task, rather, doing a destination wedding.
You're making it sound so easy, but I mean, I can imagine the effort that must be going in between you and your partners. But another question that I've often wondered, for our own children's weddings that happened and then, go to so many weddings. As a wedding planner, how do you manage to customize the individual needs of every family?
As I said, every family, every individual has different liking. Some might like sober glitz, some glamour, some exotic, some would like a palatial wedding. So it depends. We understand the needs and then we work on the sketches. We actually make design what they want. Some people might have a color that they really like and they want to highlight that color. So we work on a color as a theme.
Oh, wow.
Some people like maybe just a lotus flower, maybe just anything of their personality. So we combine, we understand, and then we make it into a reality.
Interesting.
It's somebody's dream putting into life. It actually comes up when my sketches, when we sketch them and when we draw them and when we walk into it and it's all there, it's actually like a fairy tale.
Amazing. So you mean you sketch every set, if I can say that, right?
We do, yes. If it's customized, yes. At times it's very easy also because the clients are happy picking and choosing if they like any pictures of us. So that's also done.
Okay. My next question, Ritu, is that, and I've often seen this, about the wealthy Indian. People just assume that if they are paying money, they own you. And they can be pretty nasty. How do you handle the stresses that automatically come with every wedding?
We are so used to it. And the client will always call you after finishing his office work. When the family is sitting together for dinner. Or maybe post-dinner,
Okay.
When you get the time. We are well prepared for this. So when we sign the contract that, okay, we are going ahead doing the wedding with you, we designate a wedding specialist to the family who's available 24/7. So we are ready to take calls at 1:30 at night. So from the day of the signing of the agreement, to the thank you, the wedding was beautiful. We ideally want to hear that. And we do hear that. Thank you, God. So that individual is totally attached.
Okay.
We are a part of the family. So here I becomes you. So we don't say it's a stress or a hassle.
Okay.
We just, it's my family wedding. So that's how we take on a project.
Terrific. So let's now move on and talk a little bit about the impact this pandemic has had. Tell me, what has been the impact? I mean, with reduction in numbers, but yet weddings are happening.
Fortunately, the only ongoing business in hospitality industry is weddings and social events. That's my bread and butter at these days, really. Weddings have become more intimate because the numbers have to be maintained. Weddings that were planned for banquet or farm houses have been moved to 5-star hotels, keeping the numbers in mind, plus also the sanitization and the safety, which is uncompromised there.
Correct.
So that's how, that's the drift, that's the change that's happened.
Hmm.
But that's for the time being.
But also tell me, you know, many people I have spoken to say that they're suddenly beginning to realize smaller weddings are much more intimate. What is your view on that?
That's the need of the hour.
Mm-hmm.
So the weddings are becoming intimate. Let's see when the world is open for those big fat weddings. We are ready for it.
Mm-hmm.
And we are hoping and praying that everything comes back to normal. Because a wedding is an affair where I really want to be seen with many people, my close friends, my family, my known people. So it has to open up. Mm. It's just a need of the hour.
Sure.
That's about it.
Sure. I mean, and it's also from a parent's perspective, I guess this is also a way of giving back.
Yes.
All the weddings they have attended.
Yes.
Now is the time for them to celebrate when their children are getting
married. When their children. Also, it's, I would like to add here, you know, in India, Indian weddings are a means to show off your wealth, your financial status, show off that I have a large friend circle around me. I'm one up than my buddy. I'm being honest here.
Sure, sure.
And of course, it is the love for your children, you know, that we care for you. So your dreams are like, there you go. It's their memories, you know, it's a memory of a lifetime. And it's just once in a lifetime spent.
That's
the parents go overboard, over their budgets. Correct. Always. Any Indian parent would do that.
Yeah, you're right. Now, let's talk about the bride and the bridegroom. You know, they're the millennials, the Gen Zs.
Right.
And they're changing our world.
Yes.
How are the young couples changing the wedding business?
So, yes, the Indian wedding is at a transitional phase right now, where the bride and the groom take on the onus. They know what the feel, the look of the wedding has to be. So they're very clear about it. We want this. You know, it makes my work very easy.
Right.
Very easy and very fast. We are there on the platform. We're on the same sync. And with the website, with the wedding website that we have. So when you reach your venue, you exactly know what you've seen on paper, what you've decided, what's on the website. It's matching. So it becomes clear. There is no, you haven't done this. The flower color doesn't match. Oh, this is looking different. So all this doesn't come. It is a smooth process. So it's a beautiful transition.
Okay.
Accept it. Beautiful transition.
And the young people are getting more involved in their own wedding.
Oh, yes. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Very interesting. So I'm now going to move to the last segment of our conversation, which are some questions for you personally.
Okay.
So Ritu, from someone who, you know, worked in the travel business, worked in Dubai, came and started off your own business now with your three other partners.
Yes.
What would you say are three key milestones in your life or your career?
Being a good mother,
mm-hmm.
a good wife,
mm-hmm.
the best daughter ever.
Okay. Wonderful. How nicely said. And in your business, the wedding deck, what are some of the core values you believe in?
Definitely, it begins with gratitude.
Okay.
Gratitude and gratitude. Then comes hope, faith, honesty, trust, respect, courage, responsibility, and my integrity.
Wonderful.
That's what my core values are.
Wonderful.
That's what my parents have taught me.
Fantastic.
My mentor has taught me.
Wonderful. Very nice. And a follow-up question to that, for someone who's seen so many things in life, from where you are today, what does success mean to Ritu?
Oh, okay. In business, success means to produce high-quality work before the deadline. That's my business point.
Okay.
And in life, as a person, it means undefeated happiness. I want to be happy. Bottom line. And I am happy. Bottom line.
Wonderful. And a follow-up question from success is, who or what inspires you to keep on pushing yourself to do so much more excellent work?
Yeah. Basically, my faith inspires me.
Okay.
faith in myself, very important. The most important faith in myself, what my parents have taught me. Then comes faith in my prayers, that my prayers will be answered no matter what. My prayers will be answered. Things have to get better, and I am the one to make the things better. So I have to get going. I can make a difference, and I will make a difference in my home, in my society, in my community, in my world, in my country. That's it. And I also have faith in the universe, the law of the universe, which says winter always turns to spring. So there is nothing further to it. It keeps me just propelling every day. It's a renewed wow to myself. It's a renewed determination every day I do to myself.
Amazing. Amazing. And Ritu, my last question to you, and this question is a question on failure.
On
failure. I've often said that parents in India don't teach children it's okay to fail. We're always taught, class mein first aao, go to the head of the line, etc., etc. And, you know, that is why you and I are both live in Gurgaon, Delhi. At a traffic light, you'll have 3 lanes, but you'll have 9 cars because everyone wants to be first, etc., etc. Yet we fail, we learn. My question to you is, what have been your learnings from your mistakes?
Just move on. We are humans. We will make those mistakes again. You know, we are taught, learn from your mistakes. We don't learn. Being honest with you, we don't learn. We do the same mistakes again. We trust the same people again. But that's all right. That's me. I don't want to change myself.
Very well, sir.
All right. Just move on. Very it's nice. Fine. It's just another day.
Very nice. This too shall pass.
This has to pass.
Very well, sir. Ritu, thank you so much. It's been such a pleasure speaking to you. Thank you for taking me through this incredible journey as a wedding planner. I mean, I've learned so many new things.
Thank you, Ashutosh. Really, thank you.
Thank you.
Really.
Thank you for listening to The Brand Called You videocast and podcast, a platform that brings you knowledge, experience, and wisdom of hundreds of successful individuals from around the world. Do visit our website www.tbcy.in to watch and listen to the stories of many more individuals. You can also follow us on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Just search for The Brand Called You.